Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release, and just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release, so don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip. Talking Clive Barker's Brandon Braga's Books of Blood.
Yeah, let's I'm not sure that Clive Barker would put his name on this particular title, Trace.
It's really bizarre. So everyone, this is a new movie that's on Hulu right now, so go watch it if you want to. That is an adaptation-ish of Clive Barker's Books of Blood. And the Books of Blood are a series of six books that each contained about 4 to 5 short stories that were released in like the mid 80s. That actually the title card of this film doesn't fail to remind you of that. Because It says something like, in 1985, Clive Barker released the Books of Blood and it terrorized the world. And now here are some of them, or something like that.
Yeah, but also not really, because instead of adapting them, we decided to kind of do our own thing. No one's quite sure why.
It's really bizarre, but before we even get into that, so yeah, this is, it is directed by Brandon Braga, who really got his start, like, writing for some Star Trek shows in the 90s.
You betcha.
And it's so funny, everything crediting him is like, oh, the Orville's Brandon Braga, because basically Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, what?
Akka,
excuse fucking you. What a disservice to this gentleman.
I really like the Orville. I think it had a kind of a rocky first season, but the second half of the first season and all of season two was like on point, like really, really, really good.
I have heard that. Yeah.
Because the first half of season one is like a Seth MacFarlane show, and then it like becomes more of like a dramedy Star Trek show, and it's better for that.
Right. Yeah. We don't need another Seth MacFarlane show.
Anyway, Seth MacFarlane executive produced this, and I think that's just a really, because when they announced this last October, it was like, yeah, Seth MacFarlane executive producing with Brandon Braga directing. Mm-hmm. They're leaving out the crucial thing that Brandon Braga also co-created WGN America's Salem, which was a fucking awesome show that lasted for 3 seasons.
I love that we're back in our WGN America.
Listen to our episode last week on Lovecraft Country for more information. No, maybe it was 2 weeks ago. Whatever. For more information on that. But Salem is a show that had some delightfully creepy imagery and was really immersed in horror. You see hints of that in this Books of Blood movie.
Yeah.
But it's not quite as demented as it should be, especially coming not only from one of the co-creators of Salem, but from the mind of Clive Barker.
Yeah. This feels like somebody was told, hey, pull your punch a little bit. Like, we can't have this be too sexy. We can't have it be too dark. We can't have it be too gory. And everybody just kind of ended up infirmly,
Yeah, like, I mean, I was wavering between, like, a 2.5 and a 3, because when it ended, I was like, you know, it's fine. It's nothing, like, spectacular, but, like, it's a serviceable film.
Yes.
But after sitting with it for a bit, I think I'm settling on that firm 2.5, where I'm like, it's, like, fine. It's not great. It's not terrible.
There.
It's just sort of there.
Yeah. And I think part of the problem is that this very much feels like we are setting up for
a cinematic universe, a Hulu-verse of movies of this.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories if you're brave enough.